Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and classic. So if you haven't seen the movie trailers to the Best Man Holiday Motion Picture, I'm just saying they look awesome. And I have on the line actress Regina Hall. How are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
No, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. We certainly do appreciate all the things that you have done. Your movie, if you're not familiar with her, she's been in the scary movies, Ally McBeal, Love and Basketball.
Really, most recently, probably Think Like a Man, which we're doing a sequel to.
All right, Think Like a Man, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So what was it like on the set of this motion picture? Because I'm pretty sure it was hilarious.
You know, we had a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot of love and a lot of respect, you know, we have for each other as people and as artists. So when we got a chance to get back together, you know, after, you know, that many years and work, we had a blast.
Working with that sequel to the movie, when you got that call, what was your first reaction, first thoughts?
Well, you know, we were excited. Malcolm called us all to have dinner, and he thought, you know, let's see if we can, you know, if everyone's into it. Let me tell you some ideas I have floating in. After the dinner, we kind of loved what he was talking about, and we said we're in. And then he sent us a script maybe, a year later. And, we were all excited. I mean, we knew it was important that we all return, that it couldn't just be one of us. And so that made a really big difference. And because we all loved the material, it was an easy yes.
So have you maintained that friendship from beginning, from the first motion picture till, you know, on the set? Have you maintained that friendship throughout the
years? Yeah, we're all friends. I mean, you know, we may not be able to stay in touch all the time. Some of us stay in touch regularly and we're close friends. And then some of us, you know, we don't have, you know, time, and your lives don't give you the same, you don't live in the different same state anymore. It doesn't give you the opportunity to stay in touch. But, you know, always we all stayed very dear to one another.
The Best Man Holiday. All right. Who's the protagonist? Who's the antagonist? And, you know, without giving away too much, what's the conflict in the movie?
You know, this one's a little different because he's written these amazingly multidimensional characters. So there's no person that's just this, just the antagonist, or just the protagonist. There are all these different scenarios and situations that resonate, you know, in our own life. And where one person's an antagonist to one character, they're also a support system for another. So it's kind of how we are as human beings in real life. But, I mean, Quentin's still hilarious, and he still says some of the best lines that, I mean, I'm sure people will be quoting forever. You know, it's a holiday weekend, and they all come together, and it's the first time they've been together under one roof since, you know, we left them years ago. And you know, whenever that happens, you know how what happens when family comes together for the holiday. So there's a lot of stuff to happen.
How important is this to be supportive of one another in your careers? Because, you know, one person may get the movie role and one may not, and next time the next person may get this role. So how important is it in Hollywood? Because I know, you know, these roles come very few to Black actors and actresses.
I try not to think that way. I try to think, you know, that what you're meant to get, you're meant to get, and not limit yourself mentally, you know, and be happy. You know, I always think the biggest reason there's so much, you know, sadness is comparison. So you kind of say, this is my journey, this is where it is, and you take it in stride, and you keep putting one foot forward. And I know when my friends work, it's always a good sign for me. I was celebratory. Like, I'm always like, okay, good. It's evidence. And I think we all recognize that in one another. And of course, you always want to do more, but, you know, you have gratitude in what you are doing, and then you kind of go forward from there.
Do you ever think you'll step from in front of the camera and get behind the, you know, and do some directing and screenwriting, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about directing, but I mean, I definitely would love to get into, you know, perhaps producing and writing, a lot more than I would actually directing. Directing is a hard job, and it's a person who's a visionary, but I would definitely love to get into producing and into.
The movie opens Friday, right?
Yes, November 15th. So, you know, please, it's so important, as you talk about there not being enough roles, enough movies, opportunities. I mean, you know, what's important is that we go out and support it. And, you know, Universal's been wonderful about promoting the movie. And so if we can just show that with that kind of support, you know, the audience will come out and see the movie, you know, we can get a lot more made. And it just, you know, they won't be disappointed. So, I mean, it's this weekend, it's really great and exciting, but it's also really important that, our fans come out and buy tickets and see it over and over and over.
All right.
And spread the word, you know, if you like it.
I'm pretty sure our listeners will love the movie. The trailers are off the chain. All right. So what's on your wish list that you'd like to do that you haven't done so far?
Oh, gosh, there's so much. I want to go to India. That's a wish of mine. I really want to travel to India.
That would be an awesome trip. Now, what was it like working with that nice eye candy on the set?
Well, you know what? God is always good.
Gives you a reason to wake up every morning, right?
Yeah, it was very nice. Like, I'm ready to work, Malcolm. It's good. We're like family, but, you know, it's a nice reminder of how the family has grown. I mean, we have this great, handsome, talented cast, but, mm-hmm. you know, it was just, we really, in truth, we had a lot of fun, and I think we were most conscious of, we knew we were making a sequel to a movie that people loved, so I think our focus was to just create something that, you know, that we would be proud of.
All right, we're looking forward to seeing it on Friday. We've got a special screening tonight, and I'm going to looking forward to this. Regina Hall, talking about the Best Man holiday motion picture. Opens nationwide on Friday. Much love and continued success to you, my girl.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and thanks for all the support. I hope you love the movie tonight.
God bless you.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.